It is the Friday show. We are laid low by illness. So it's just me and Tezza in the studio. There'll be five callers getting you all the way through. So we've got Jack Collins coming up on Fulham, Louis Benaventi on Chelsea. Then we're going to have Beth Lindup talking to me about Liverpool. And then we're going to have, for the Sunday 2 o'clock kickoff, both West Ham and Newcastle voices. That's all to come. And we'll be circling through this on and off, me and Tezza. So we'll start off with the 3 p.m.s on Saturday. Before I build up to getting Jack in to talk about what I think is actually, in a way, the most significant game, because Fulham very much do need to get 3 points against Wolverhampton Wanderers. We'll start off with Crystal Palace Brentford. Tezza, just purely because, you know, the way both of these sides have been playing, not just, I'd argue, for this season, but for the last two or three seasons, everyone's quite determined to say that the shift in Premier League tactics is massively down to Arsenal and Arteta. But I think that underplays the role played by both Palace under Glasner and Brentford with Thomas Frank, and now lastly with Keith Andrews. You know, these sides have been playing, I think, good direct football. I want to be clear, there's bad direct football and good direct football. They've both been playing good direct football for a while. There is, though, a little bit of a thing that I think happens for these teams, if they're not careful, as to precisely what happens when they come up against each other. And it will be an interesting little challenge, this one, for Brentford at Selhurst Park, because Palace do know precisely what they're doing. They maybe do have a slight edge in terms of quality, but Brentford, to me, look like they've got a slight edge in terms of a sort of a final third rambunctiousness where the direct play is concerned.
Yeah, and I think with Brentford, that they've kind of been able to continue their style of play, even though they have changed managers. I know Keith Andrews obviously was there as the set-piece coach, but he's come in and it'll be interesting to see how they line up, because this season they've kind of swapped from a 3 at the back, 5 at the back to a 4-2-3-1 in recent weeks. And a lot of their goals have come from Jordan Henderson, long kind of direct ball in behind, or Yarmolukh through to Damsgaard and he breaks away. And Igor Thiago's kind of found his feet a little bit now. And then on Crystal Palace, they had a little bit of the blip when they lost to Everton, but I think they've kind of fought back with the 3-3 draw with Bournemouth, and they don't really seem to have lost any kind of rhythm. I think everyone just realised, right, yeah, that was an unbelievable run, but, you know, things happen where you might lose the odd game and you've just got to go again. And I think it'll be an interesting game because Palace won't really leave too much space for Brentford to hit those long diagonal balls in behind in the channels.